Last week, John's gospel ended, or so we thought. There are three resurrection appearances in John chapter 20. The first, Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. The second, he entered a locked room where his fearful disciples cowered. And instead of condemning them, he gave them his peace and sent them to continue his work of forgiveness with the power of the Holy Spirit. And in the third, he invites the incredulous Thomas to touch his wounds, leading to his confession, "My Lord and my God." The gospel ended with this explanation. "These words are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name." It's a tidy ending. Three appearances, a complete number. The disciples have been sent, the Holy Spirit has been given, the purpose of the book has been stated, the end. But turns out there's one more story to tell. You're thinking, haven't we heard this story recently? You'd be right. There's a parallel story to this one in Luke chapter 5, which we heard on February 9th. But unlike Luke's story, this one is placed some time after the initial appearances of the risen Jesus. We don't know how much time has passed, but it appears to be after these appearances had come to a close. Seven disciples are present, and we don't know why Peter went fishing that day. Maybe he still needed to provide for his family. Maybe he needed more time to process what had happened. Maybe he needed to go back to what he knew for a little bit. In any case, they're out on the lake, and like Luke's story, they're skunked. They catch nothing. But then Jesus shows up, uninvited, unannounced, and at first, unrecognized. Like Luke's story, he tells them to let down their nets, and they raise a huge catch of fish, so many they can't bring them into the boat. And like Luke's story, there is an epiphanic moment where, after they catch the fish, where they recognize Jesus' power. Unlike that story, though, Peter doesn't want to get away from Jesus. He doesn't tell Jesus, "Go away from me, for I'm a sinful man." No, he puts on his outer garment, which he took off to work, and he jumps right into the lake to swim to him. And on the shore, Jesus has begun to prepare a meal for them. He already has some fish and some bread. Even after his ascension, even after breathing the Spirit on them, Jesus continues to show up and to provide for his disciples. And part of that provision includes helping Peter recommit to his call to be a disciple. We remember back in chapter 18, if you were here on Good Friday, we heard Peter deny his discipleship three times. And in contrast to Jesus' "I am" statements, when asked about his identity, Peter three times said, "I am not." Here, after breakfast on the lake, Jesus ever so gently agitates Peter a little bit and asks, "Do you love me?" And every time he says yes, Jesus says some variation of "feed my sheep," "care for my people," in other words. Even though Peter is hurt by this, it's a constructive kind of hurt. At Jesus' invitation, Peter recommits to his Lord and to his call to provide for Jesus' people, just as Jesus provides for them. Sometimes in our own lives, we can feel like we're left to our own devices, like we're left on our own. I had some dark nights of the soul, particularly during COVID. You might have had them as well. While I didn't feel abandoned during Abby's sickness last summer, I did wonder often why we were going through it. Sometimes we can feel like we're on our own or we're abandoned when we go through tough times. Sickness, job loss, divorce, financial hardship, trauma, general anxiety about the state of the world. All these things can make us feel isolated and alone and powerless. And the disciples certainly felt this way from time to time. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been behind those locked doors. But just as Jesus broke through to them, Jesus breaks through to us. Just as Jesus invited them to eat at his table, Jesus invites us. Jesus invites you and me. And just as Jesus remembered Peter and gave him renewed purpose, Jesus remembers us, remembers you, and renews our own calling as disciples. And we know what the calling is. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep. Whereas it is stated in the previous chapter, receive the Holy Spirit. When you forgive the sins of others, they are forgiven them. We're called, all of us, to provide for Jesus' people. We are called, all of us, to forgive the sins of others, as Jesus has forgiven us. And while pastors are especially called to these ministries, we need to remember that those ministries are exercised on behalf of the whole church. Jesus has given those ministries to all of us. The ministries of forgiving sins, the ministry of caring for Jesus' people. Those ministries are given to all of us here. Some of you may remember how Pastor Dennis began worship services with you when he was the interim pastor here. And after greeting you all with Good Morning Church, I think he said something like, "You are the body of Christ. You are the priesthood of all believers." We're given great power as part of our calling to care for Jesus' people. It's not a light thing to forgive someone's sins. In a world often bent on revenge, forgiveness is often seen as countercultural at best, if not downright foolish. But forgiveness, feeding, those are the ministries that bring God's shalom to a lonely, hurting, and anxious world. That invitation is extended to you all and to me today. You are invited to come and have breakfast at the table that Jesus has set today. And there isn't fish there, which might be a good thing. Fish at 10 o'clock in the morning might not be so easy on the stomach, but there is bread and wine here. And in with and under the bread and wine is the true body and blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for you and for the life of the world. In that meal is the forgiveness of our sins. In that meal is the empowerment of the Holy Spirit that enables us to go out and to do what Jesus has called us to do. And in that meal is abundant life for us and for the whole world. Come forward today. Be refreshed, renewed, and empowered. Thanks be to God. Amen.